الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار صدق الله العلي العظيم. We will be discussing this ayat kareema wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully informs us that if we just take out little time to ponder and think, then the whole world get together, we won't able to fathom and understand one ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. Because in one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person, even with a weak mind, he just ponders, he'll find in one bounty, there are unlimited bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, just one drop of water, the whole world put together, all the scientists in the world with all their technology and all their intelligence, as we are taught, they even know the formula, H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. They know the formula also, but tell them all to get together to make one drop of water, impossible. And then in that one drop of water, you see on this water bottle that you got mineral water, etc., there are so many other chemicals in that one drop of water. So in one drop of water, how many bounties, it is it's mind-boggling. And Allahu Akbar, so easy to appreciate and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, as we just learned now, that if we just read the Masnoon Du'as, that will give us great benefit, and that will be a means of opening our hearts to appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you get this drop of water now from the bottom of your heart, it will come out alhamdulillah. That, oh Allah, all praises belongs only to you, saqani. The whole world put together couldn't give me this drop of water, only you gave me this drop of water. You have given me this drop of water to drink, ya Allah. And what a asban furatan, what pure water, and what tasty water. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلُوا مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِزُنُوبِنَا. If I look at myself, then whatever is supposed to come in my hand just has to become rotten, as we were taught now. That if we're sitting in the relieving ourselves, they just think that how lot beautiful things went into my system, and see what I made of it. So that drop of water also, the moment it's supposed to come in my hand, it's supposed to become salty, not palatable, not able to go down because my sins are such. Allahu Akbar. I might think that it's easy for me to talk, but in my mind I think, no, I don't commit sin. But if you only realize, Allahu Akbar, the pious servant, Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I met men, referring to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. You say, I met men that I used to see them engaged in ibadat whole night. And in the morning, they used to be crying over the ibadat. And today I see the condition, and then in his time, Allahu Akbar. Some mention he was a tabi, some say he was not a tabi. Whatever the case may be, that was still the great period of the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he says, today I see people engaged in sin, and they are laughing. So what is my condition today? What is our condition? So we should ponder and think, and this reality has to penetrate my heart. And it's for me, and we all should think of ourselves. I'm talking to myself, and this is a great need for me. And so we should realize that we are every split moment, we are just unmindful, and ghaflat is one great sin, unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their reality came to them, that we are so useless servants of Allah, and where we can appreciate one ni'mat of Allah, then where we can make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion, on the day of Jummah, going for Jummah Salah, and the sheikh of the time, with his murid also, is walking, and as he's going for Jummah Salah, he's passing by one flat, and a woman from the top deliberately threw some ash upon Hazrat and messed his clothes, etc. He said, Alhamdulillah. a person like me, I know what will happen. Rage will get into rage, and will and his murid, his disciple said, Hazrat, is this the time to say Alhamdulillah that she deliberately she saw us walking and still she threw down that ash? Hazrat, what a reply, Allahu Akbar, for me to learn and all of us. And Hazrat said, Bayezid is that person that shukar just ash fell. Allah Ta'ala is supposed to throw a boiling, burning coal on my head, the way I'm in the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, understanding to realize that that one drop of water, it has got unlimited, and we can, Allah Akbar, scientists can study one drop of water, their whole lives will get finished. They won't even reach the brim of one drop of water. So in one ni'mat, there are unlimited ni'mat, unlimited bounties. And what beautiful du'as, as Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala mentioned so beautifully, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we haven't sent Nabi Kareem Sawasam but is an embodiment of mercy for all the universes. And as our ulama have explained, that if you just ponder on one du'a that Nabi Sawasam taught us, that alone will make us realize what a mercy Nabi Sawasam came as. What a mercy when human beings were totally lost. Didn't know the reality of what is a human being, the best of all creation, and yet they were enjoying the all the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Allahu Akbar. So we can't imagine any person got little authority in this world. Somebody disobeys him, immediately he gets upset and he gets into a rage. And the more higher position you are, the more you want to show your authority. A king and people disobey him, he doesn't tolerate him. He doesn't tolerate Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's Malikul Mulk, the kings of kings. And not just a king, Allah is the owner of the whole creation. So Allah Subhanahu and Allah Ta'ala's authority is beyond imagination. And nobody can question the authority of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But together with that, Allahu Akbar, it can only be Allah. Allah is Allah. That with all that authority, one of the great sifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which we should read regularly, Ya Halim, that, oh Allah, you are so tolerant, Ya Allah. Allahu Akbar. There are eight malaika that are holding up the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned, four on one side, four on the other side. No, they are humming the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala all the time. The four on the one side, they say, Lakal hamdu ala ilmika ba'da ilmik. The other four on the other side, they say, Lakal hamdu ala qudrat ala afwika ba'da qudratika. That, oh Allah, Lakal hamdu ala ilmik ba'da ilmik. That, oh Allah, all praise for you upon your tolerance. You are so tolerant. Ala hilmika ba'da ilmik, despite you know, Allah knows, alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Allah knows what is in our heart. Allah knows exactly every split moment what we are doing. Allah has got full knowledge, yet Allah Ta'ala tolerates as if nothing happened. And Allahu Akbar, this is the kindness of Allah, Ya Sattarul Uyub. That great Allah who just covers the faults, Allah just puts it aside, so to say, that my banda, he will get tawfiq. And the tawfiq also comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. As when Dawood Alayhi Salat Wa Salam was told by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that make the great ibadat of shukr, of appreciation to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He thought for a moment and he said, oh Allah, how is it possible for me to make your shukr? Because just to say the word shukr and to make your shukr, that is tawfiq from your side. That you are giving me tawfiq that I'm going to say Alhamdulillah, shukr. And that when I say that tawfiq is also from your side. And upon that tawfiq is also from your side. So there's absolutely no, I am not able to make your shukr. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, yes, Dawood Alayhi Salam, that this is what I mean by making i'malu ala Dawood shukra. That's a different subject on his own, we're not going into that now. But just to realize that Allah Ta'ala is so tolerant, so kind, so merciful, that Allah knows, but Allah Ta'ala just tolerates. As we are saying, in the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the world was lost in darkness. Yet Allah Ta'ala has been so tolerant, giving them and enjoying the bounties and ni'mat. Then Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, the other malaika are saying, لَكَ الْحَمْدُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوِكَ بَعْدَ قُدْرَتِكَ. That, O Allah, on the one hand you are so tolerant, and the sign of your tolerance is that all praises belongs to you, that you are just forgiving wholesale, despite you got full power, you got full authority, and you can take us to task in a split moment, Allahu Akbar. In a split moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to destroy anybody, Allah ta'ala can destroy you. And as we learned, Allah ta'ala is mustaghni, and this is what our pious servants and the elders, Allahu Akbar, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to their piety, this is the fear that they have, that we are totally under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. It must not be such that at any moment Allah just wipes us out from His creation. And that is why myself, all of us, no person should think that I'm indispensable. That if I'm not around, how is my factory going to run? If I'm not around, how is this institution going to run? How many people came and they went to their cupboards already? The institution carried on as Allah Ta'ala wanted it. But we should realize and appreciate the elders and learn from them. So, like Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That Allahu Akbar, that I wish I was not given birth. Yet what a position he had in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and realize that one ni'mat of Allah, unlimited favors. Like I am explaining to myself, in this one drop of water, unlimited bounties. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Allah ta'ala has made all this for us to enjoy His favor, but just to acknowledge. And this is the most important thing, to acknowledge, to accept that it's not me, I am getting it from the source. Accept the source where it's coming from. And as we are taught that many a time we want to give our bayans and we want to show our action and we make as if I knew it, I studied, I researched it. We don't associate it to where I learnt it from. We learnt it from our sheikh, we have to associate it from. We have to show it. And that is where you will get barakat. And that is where Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your knowledge. But on our own we want to give big points and think as if I studied this and I know this. Allahu Akbar. But you come to a situation that even your elders tell you that don't even talk about me. Allahu Akbar. That is such a difficult situation that where we a person like myself have nothing. There's nothing from my own side. Whatever we have got in our broken way, we learn from our Honorable Justice Sheikh, and this is what we try to present. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that just this one, Allahu Akbar. Allah has been so kind to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, if one small surah like Suratul Asr had to be revealed, that was sufficient for the guidance and hidayat of mankind. But Allah Ta'ala didn't suffice on one ayat. Allah Ta'ala didn't suffice on one surah. 114 surahs, over 6,000 ayats, Allahu Akbar. Just to appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize, without the friends of Allah, where we'll be? We'll be totally lost. And without Allahu Akbar, the coming of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. And that is why when the durood is read, we should appreciate the durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. And in our minds we should be thinking, Ya Allah, akhassul akhass rahmat, the very special rahmat of Allah should be descending every split moment upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. And by us thinking of that, Allah is so kind that Allah blesses us with that. Allahu Akbar. As we learn from our elders, from our Shaykh, that Allah Ta'ala says, جَزَاءُ wifaqa. Allah's system is that as you act, we will in return do as you act. For example, we say, Subhanallah. That we are saying, oh Allah, you are totally pure. And whether the world says Allah is pure or don't say, Allah is as pure as He is. The whole world can get together In the hadith, Qudsi Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, the whole world can get together and all just praise all the time, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. All, every split moment, like they are such malaika that all the time I just engage in one tasbih all the time. But if the whole world gets together and hum just the praise, the paki of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purity of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, it won't increase to the billionth of a billionth of a billionth of an iota, it won't increase the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is as pure as He is. Allah is as pure as ever and will remain as pure as ever. So by us praising Allah, it is actually Allah's kindness upon us. That Allah says, Jaza'u wifaka, O my banda, you saying I am pure. In return, Allah says that I will treat you in such a way that now I will purify your spiritual diseases which you don't even realize you have. And these are worse than cancer, etc. We go to the doctor, we just get a prescription, or your high blood is a little high. Now we want to buy a machine, etc. Check our high blood daily. But our real diseases, the spiritual diseases, where we are enjoying the favors of Allah, and myself, understanding to even acknowledge that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So exactly the same, if we were reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in no way are we doing a favor to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah's special mercy is pouring upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what is our durood? That is a different subject on its own. What I'm trying to impress upon my mind, myself, is that by us thinking that, oh Allah, you send your special mercies upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are taught also, Allahu Akbar. That our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, one of the easiest ways to benefit and the greatest ways to benefit when Allah blesses you of ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you right in front of Rauza-e Pak, you right close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1-2 meters or few meters away. At that time, just make this muraqabah and make this dua in your heart that, oh Allah, you brought me to that point where your special mercy is descending. The most special mercy of Allah Ta'ala that is descending every split moment presently is where the Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. More than Kaaba Sharif also. So Allah, you have brought me here where the most special mercies are descending. Oh Allah, if even some splashes of that mercy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to fall on me, oh Allah, my work will be done. My whole life will be changed. And Allahu Akbar, as we are taught so beautifully, that if you just think of this, and then you'll see in a split moment Allah will change your life, what you went with, and you'll come back with rahmat, you'll come back with mercy. Otherwise we go with an empty heart, we right in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we don't even think that I'm at a place where special mercies are descending. Such an honorable place. And like we are taught, that we go, many of us, we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. Many women go without parda, they come back without parda. And then we say, we spend Ramzan Sharif in Medina Sharif. Very Mubarak. It is, you will get some blessings, that most definitely. But what we supposed to get, we didn't get. Whether we went to Medina Sharif, where we went. And all this, the real source is, وَمَا أَسْلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embodiment of mercy, came down to take out ummah from that state of ghaflat, unmindfulness, where the world was lost. What Allah made you and what you became, you forgot who you are. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that who are we, insan. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us in this ayat of ayat-e kareema. And one ayat, as we learning, Quran Sharif is such a kitab. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says so beautifully, La ma'anin kamawjil bahri fi madadin. That Quran Sharif is like an ocean. That if you just think of one ayat, there are meanings that just come out. And according to a person's spirituality, how much you purify your heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with ilm-e-wahabi. That is special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we learn, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Master Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his Shaykh Hazrat Mohan Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion came running and said, Hakim Akhtar, come here, Hazrat, Allah has blessed me with special knowledge. Hazrat was surprised, said, Hazrat, what is that? Then he explained that Allah has put in my heart, in the Quran Kareem, many places, Allah brings two qualities together, like Raufur Rahim. Allah is extremely kind and merciful. Oh, Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah loves to forgive. Why Allah Ta'ala is forgiving? Because Allah is very merciful. So these names have got connection. So the Qur'an Kareem, one ayat, Allahu Akbar. You can spend your life, and it is so enjoyable. So in this one ayat, Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon our minds and make us realize that insan, I made you the best of creation. To just think for a little while, just ponder and think that in one ni'mat of mine, there are unlimited favors. And first of all, to realize this, as we were explaining, the first great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala can bless a person with, so that you can start thinking of this reality, is Allah gives us existence. Allah gives us life. When you got life, now you start enjoying unlimited bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Every split moment you enjoy unlimited bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then as we were explaining, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala didn't just give us existence in any ordinary form. Whatever form Allah could have given us, it's a great blessing. But Allah gave us existence in the best of forms. And to realize this also, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala impresses many places in the Qur'an Kareem to make us realize that I gave you the best of existence. Ashraful makhlukat. In another ayat, Allah explains it so beautifully. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, O insan, O human being, O my best of all creation, what has put you into deception with regard to your Rabb, your Creator, who brought you from non-existence into existence? And Rabbikal Kareem, Allahu Akbar. Look at two qualities again. Allah who is Rabb, that Allah brought us into existence. And why Allah brought us into existence? Because Allah is Kareem. Allah is extremely kind and merciful. Allahu Akbar. We learn from our elders, our Dada Shaykh explained that Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullahi says that Kareem has got four meanings. That who is Kareem? That Allah is that great kind being, Al-Kareem Alladhi Yatafaddalu Alayna Biduni Istihqaqin. That being who favors you without you deserving it in the least. But like no creation can say, I deserve to be existing, or I deserve to be this particular creation. So where can any human being claim that I deserve to be living and I deserve to be a human being? But when we don't understand, then we think, no, I deserve, this is my position. So to realize this reality, that Allah yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin, without deserving it in the least, but Kareem is that great being, Allah yatafaddalu alayna biduni su'alin wa minnatin, that great being who favors you without you begging him, and without asking him, Allahu Akbar. Without asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for example today, who of us ever taught and made dua, Ya Allah, let my liver function properly today. Let my lungs be functioning properly today. Let my heart be functioning properly today. But it's just functioning. And we don't even think. We just take it for granted. I'm a human being. I've got this position. We only think of our outward positions, which inshallah we'll come to that a bit later. But we just take it for granted and we carry on life. But this is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to realize. And from the company of the friends of Allah, those who have realized this, then will understand that Kareem is that great being, Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna fawqa ma natamanna bih. Allahu Akbar. That great being who favors us beyond our image, more than what we can even desire. Who a person have great desires, but Allah Ta'ala blesses you more than all your desires also. And Allah Ta'ala blesses us with what is the best. We, according to our limited understanding, we desire this, we desire that, but many, many things that you desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, Asa an tuhibbu shay'aw wa huwa sharrul lakum. That many times you desire something, but it's not good for you. And we give you something, outwardly you think, that it's not good for me. But if you only ponder and realize, end of the day you'll see, there was only goodness for me in there. That is why Allahu Akbar, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on their tongue only good words are taught. A beautiful example has been taught to us. That one pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was a minister also, he used to say, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is only good. Because Allah grants what more than our desire, and only what is good for us. So this person, he was a minister of a king, and the king used to always take him around with him, and on his tongue, what we call a takya kalam, certain people on their tongue, after saying few words, then those words just come on their tongue. Like the dead, takya means like your resting word. So the pious, this person was a pious man also, and he used to say, and this was this reality has to come. One is just to say it. But as we learn, that the reality has to penetrate my heart. That, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is only goodness for us in there. And there is only good in there. So this minister, the king told him that now we are going for hunting. You must get ready. He said, Badshah Salamat, I'm ready. Whenever we're going. So they were going on their hunting journey. The minister was what? As they went on their hunting journey, the king was cutting a fruit and he got cut on his finger. So the moment he got cut, and at the time you get cut, it burns also, it bleeds also. But immediately from the mouth of the minister, what came out? Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is good in there. The king got upset. He says, I got hurt and it's bleeding, and you say what Allah did is good. That is good, I got hurt. So kings, in there, as we explain, according to their position, that is what they want to show their authority. So although he was close to the king said, they'd go and jail him. That what he's saying? He is, so to say, saying something bad happened to me, it's good. So the king said, take him to jail. So immediately when the king said, take him to jail also, he said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does is good. So he was jailed. The king carried on with his journey. And as he carried on with his journey, he passed his boundary of his country, his land, and not realizing, he crossed over to the next land. And when he went into the next land, there were people that were carnivorous people. People who used to eat men. They used to eat human beings. And they used to wait for customers. Now when the king went into that land, they got happy. Hey, here we got a customer. But they also had some masalas like oil, what we have for kurbani, that the ear mustn't be cut, etc. Or there mustn't be any fault with that animal. So they first check you up. So they check the king up. They saw, he got a cut, so he got safe. So when the moment he got saved, then the thought struck his mind that my minister said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. That whatever Allah does was good. That time I got hurt, I thought it was bad for me. It was actually good. I should be eaten up. So then with great honor, respect, he said, go and release my minister. Give him royal treatment and lay down the carpet for him and release him. When he was released, then the king told him that now I understand that statement of yours that you said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is only goodness for me. That if I didn't get cut, my life was gone. That I understand, but I don't understand that I send you to jail. That wasn't good. I send you to jail, you stay in jail, and then also you said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. What was good in there? He said, Badshah Salamat, you know, I was with you all the time. And I'm all the time with you. This time also I was with you. And if you didn't send me to jail, I didn't get cut, you got saved, I should get eaten up. So whatever Allah Ta'ala does is only good for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. That is why Allah blesses us with unlimited favors. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, if you just think of that one drop of water and you drink, and just that thing, oh, Allah gave me this drop of water, and not one drop, Allahu Akbar. As we learn myself, the worst culprit, just waste water. Allah Ta'ala, one drop of water you drink, sakani, azban, furatan, alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. That Allah Ta'ala made it pure, palatable, so tasty, azban, furatan, bi rahmati, and all this out of the special mercy of Allah. out of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is kareem, that Allah blesses you more than what you can imagine, more than what you can desire. And kareem is that being, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ خَوْفٍ مَا أَيَّنْ فَضَ إِنْدَوُ. That being who favors so much that Allah doesn't have the slightest fear for a moment that the treasure of Allah will get left to the slightest degree. As it comes in the Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if all my creation, all of mankind, all get together on one open plain and they all beg Allah ta'ala for their needs, and whatever they think they can want, they all ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala blesses them all with all their needs, and how many times more than that, it won't diminish the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even to that degree. And this is just for our limited minds to understand. Like a person takes a needle and dips it into the ocean and takes it out, how much water will come out? Not even a drop of water, just some vapor. And that is for us to understand. Not even that vapor will get diminished from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. So that drop of water and every ni'mat like this, bi rahmatihi, that out of Allah's mercy, Allah has blessed us where Allah knows that we don't deserve it. We are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still Allah ta'ala's kindness is such, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلُوا مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا بِزُنُوبِنَا. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it salty and very thick that it can't go down our throat because of our sins. Allahu Akbar. On one dua that we can just ponder and think, and then we will realize that as much as durood we recite upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is less. Then as much as praises we send to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our whole life, as we learn from our wonderful illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, like that we just say these words. But as Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq just to use our minds little, then we'll realize that Zuban bi kasir lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. That, oh Allah, how is it possible that any person can make your shukr when our tongues are so deficient? In other words, we don't have ways to praise you. And even if we look for all praising words, accolades in the dictionaries will also fall short. So we won't able to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in one bounty Allah says, all of you will get exhausted, you won't even reach the surface of one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to think of these things and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.